Life after life. Traveling through the subtle plane, the friends found themselves in a world where after their extinction, giant cyclops lived, each with only one eye in the middle of their faces, where humans have the nose bridge. They were big, hairy beings living in caves, resembling something like a genetic crossing between humans and animals.
Oh, how strange! I read about such creatures in the Odyssey. Did such creatures really live on Earth?
The friends approached one of them.
What is your name?
I am Esfret. Yes, everything described in the Odyssey is true. We lived on Earth, and now we manifest in parallel worlds and on some planets in a neighboring galaxy.
Why did you become extinct?
At the time when we lived on Earth, dwarfs and other human-like creatures lived with us. The extraterrestrials, those little green men, checked which population of humanoid creatures would thrive on this planet. They implanted fertilized eggs into the wombs of animals, and they gave birth to us and others, including your ancestors. Hence came the concept of the totem, as both we and you were born from different animals, and this connection still remains in the genes. It seems that the Chinese even have a horoscope where each person is associated with a specific animal. These are all echoes of such births. But then it turned out that only humans were viable in these complex conditions. Angels noticed this and started to be born in human bodies. The Greens took such children for upbringing and then returned them to the primitive people for whom their native fellows, raised by extraterrestrials, seemed like gods. They possessed extraordinary abilities and became leaders and teachers, bringing culture to their fellows. This is how the first civilizations of Atlantis, Egypt, China, Maya, and others began to emerge. The children of these incarnated angels also had great abilities and levels of development. This was even written about in many sacred texts of Babylon and other civilizations. Echoes of these traditions are present in the Jewish Bible, although there the legends are given in a very condensed form, making it difficult to understand anything. Well, and we started to incarnate on more suitable planets.
Very interesting. Now I know how physical bodies and civilizations were created on Earth. As it is said in the Bible that man was created in the image and likeness of God, it's unclear what it means. Either God is a dwarf or a cyclope. Or maybe it was about the little green men?
No, it was about the immortal spirit, the spark of God, the monad, the Atman, which we are. Not about the physical body and not even the subtle body. The subtle bodies were created by archangels, but we, as formless, disembodied, eternal spirits, are like God. Or rather, we are gods. This is also mentioned in the scriptures because when the spirit realizes itself beyond all these bodies, it will remember that it has always been God, and will become one.
Yes, now I understand even better what to strive for. The purpose of our existence.
So Eve wasn't created from Adam's rib?
Of course not. Women were created first so that they could naturally give birth to children. Even in the Torah of the Jews, it is said that God first created Lilith, and she gave birth to Adam and Eve. and then gave them the apple, not the serpent. That is, the knowledge of good and evil is instilled in us through upbringing.
Why is the Bible so unclear on everything?
The thing is, the Jews were a wild, nomadic people and did not have writing. They transmitted the myths of Egypt, Babylon, Sumeria by word of mouth, and only centuries later did they write them down. Hence the incomplete, fragmentary nature, so many distortions. But even what is there, the clerics cannot explain, because it does not align with how they came up with interpreting the Bible.
While they were talking with Esfet, the centaur Nor approached them.
Oh, how interesting! Centaurs existed too! And now, after extinction, you live with Cyclops?
Yes, many marvelous beings lived on Earth at that time. And now your scientists find their remains, but they are afraid of being judged. When they see the skeleton of a centaur, they say it's a horse without a head, a human without legs. So information about us remains only in legends.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.